弟兄姊妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主在他的平安保守中啊，我们又可以一同聚集来敬拜他。
Thank the Lord that under his protection and his peace we can gather before him.
我们都知道美国现在这个疫情啊越来越严重。
And we know that in America, the pandemic is getting worse.
但是我们作为神的儿女，我们也不需要惧怕。
But as children of God, we don't need to have fear.
我们知道他的隐秘处就是我们的避难所。
We know that,
his presence
is our hiding place.
啊，所以呢，弟兄姊妹要确实的保守自己在主的同在中。
So we need to protect ourselves under the presence of God.
那么在开头的时候，我们还是先有一个简短的祷告。
So let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we're so full of thanksgiving.
你实在是至高的神。
You are the high and almighty God.
你有无限的全能。
And your power is limitless.
你会用你自己的能力保守你自己的儿女。
And you will use your power to protect your people.
所以当你在全地施行审判的时候
So as you're judging the world
你会把你的百姓保护在你自己的同在中
You will protect your people under your shelter
所以我们满心的感谢你
So we're truly thankful
主啊愿今天早晨
Lord this morning
你在这里得着我们全新的敬拜
May you gain our true worship
我们把这点时间交在你的恩手中
We'll give you the following time
求你用厚厚的膏油涂抹说的翻译的
May you abundantly anoint the speaking and the interpreting
也涂抹所有亲爱的弟兄和姊妹
And anoint all the brothers and sisters
让我们在你的同在中得听见你自己的声音
That in your presence we can hear your voice
我们感谢你
We thank you
垂听我们的祷告
May you hear our prayer
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
Pray in Jesus' most precious name Amen,
Amen. 好那么请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话
Please turn with me to the word of God
我们先看约翰一书
Let's first look at 1 John
约翰一书第四章
1 John chapter 4
我们读第八节
And verse 8
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
The one who does not love does not know God because God is love.
我们再回头看第二章。
And let's look at chapter 2.
第二章第二十九节。
Chapter 2 verse 29.
你们若知道他是公义的就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone also who practices righteousness is born of him.
我们再看彼得前书。
And let's look at 1 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十六节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16.
因为经上记着说你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的。
Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
我们真是满心的感谢主。
We're truly thankful to the Lord.
他不断地把他自己的话赐给我们。
That he continues to give us, continuously gives us his word.
啊，我已经多次和弟兄姊妹讲到。
And I've mentioned this many times.
这是一个末后的世代。
We are in the end times.
我们已经来到了好像天国的大门口。
And it feels like we have come to the gate of the kingdom of heaven.
所以过去这段日子
So in these past several days,
当我在主面前思想主的话的时候
As I was meditating before the Lord,
好像圣灵都不断地提醒我
It seems like the Holy Spirit was continually reminding me,
要警醒要预备
I need to be alert and be prepared,
要准备好自己进天国
To prepare myself to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我想今天我们所面临的世代
So the things that we have encountered in the world,
没有什么东西比这个更重要
There's nothing else that is more important than this.
我们巴望所有的弟兄姊妹
and we hope that every brother and sister
都能够以天国为念
that we can be thinking and desiring after the kingdom of God
好好的预备自己
that we can properly prepare ourselves
我们知道这个地和其上的事很快就要过去
we know that the things of this world will pass away soon
仰望主的恩典
may we look to the mercy of God
那么过去一段日子
and we have already gone through this period of time
我也跟弟兄姊妹讲到
and I have mentioned to brothers and sisters
神希望我们能够个个都成为一个好仆人
that God desires for each one of us to be that good servant
做一个好仆人就可以进天国
and if you are that good servant then you can enter the kingdom of heaven
所以我们在这个点上和弟兄姊妹就有许多的交通
So regarding this point, I have already fellowshiped with brothers and sisters
但是我感觉在圣经中还有很多有关这方面的教训是应该我们知道的
But I still feel that in the Bible, there are still many teachings of this that we need to know
我们如何能够做一个好的仆人呢
So how can we be a good servant?
啊，我们讲过第一件事情
I've already mentioned that the first requirement
你需要认识你的主人
We have to know our master
我们越认识主人
The more you know your master
我们的侍奉呢就越有价值
Then our service has more value
越能讨他的喜悦
And we can please his heart
我们就能成为一个好仆人
Then we can become a good servant 啊，
世上呢这个仆人的服侍主人
True.
在世界上
In the world, the servant, serves the master.
我们看见有很多主人是经不起看经不起认识的
And it seems like it's something that we can't grasp, we haven't grasped fully.
这个世界上的这些主人呢有的人你越认识他到最后你就越轻看他
And sometimes as a servant in the world, the more you know the master, the less you respect him.
但是对于我们的这位主人
But regarding this God, our master,
他是神
He is God.
他是万有的主宰
And he is the creator of the universe.
你越认识他
The more you know him,
你应该越敬佩他
We need to respect him even more.
越认识他
The more we know him,
你越知道怎样依靠他
Then you know more how to rely on him.
越认识他
And the more you know him,
你就知道很多事不能做
Then you realize that many things
你越多认识他
And the more you know him,
在这个黑暗时代中间
In this dark world,
在仇敌的权势底下
Under the dominion of Satan,
你就越敢做很多的事
Then you have the audacity to do more.
这是不一样的
This is different.
当我们读旧约圣经的时候
As we read the Old Testament,
我们看见以色列人的光景很悲惨
We see how pitiful the Israelites were.
因为他们不够认识神
It's because they did not recognize and know God.
他们只从外表表面的一些事物上面去认识
They just knew God from a superficial outward standpoint.
所以当你读马拉基书的时候
So when you read the book of Malachi,
你看那些以色列百姓祭司们轻看神
You see how the Israelites, the priests even looked lightly upon God.
啊，他们不尊重神
They did not respect God.
他们献祭的时候都把那个不好的东西拿来献祭
And when they offered sacrifices to God, they offered the inappropriate things.
这是他们犯了非常大的一个错误
And this was a tremendous sin.
今天我们需要圣灵开我们的眼睛
Today we need the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes.
要像保罗一样
To be like Paul.
认识这位主人
To know our master.
哦，他是多么的伟大，多么的丰盛
How great and how abundant are God.
所以呢，认识主人
Knowing the master
是我们做好仆人必须有的一个条件
It is the first requirement that is needed in order to be a good servant.
你越多认识他
The more you know him,
你的侍奉呢越多的能够照着他的意思做
Then your service will be more in tune with his will and his desires.
所以我里面一个负担
So I have this burden within me.
继续的和弟兄姊妹们来交通如何认识我们的主人
To continue on how to know the master.
那么今天早晨呢
This morning,
我们要讲到神的本性
And this morning I want to share with everyone on the nature of God.
我们刚才读的那三处圣经,
those three passages that we just read.
他很清楚告诉我们神是爱,
he clearly tells us that God is love.
神是公义,
that he is righteous.
神是圣洁,
that he is holy.
啊, 我们知道这都是神的本性,
and we know that these are all natures of God.
这也是我们弟兄姊妹素来所清楚的,
and this is something that is clear.
但是认识这个本性非常的重要,
but to know the nature is very important.
啊, 我们先简单的再把这几个本性呢稍微的说明一下。
So I want to quickly go over all three of these natures.
当我们提到神的爱的时候,
as we mentioned that God is love,
在以弗所书第三章里面,
in Ephesians chapter 3,
那么使徒保罗告诉我们,
the apostle Paul tells us,
我们透过基督的扩长升高,
that we know Christ through the depth and the length and the breadth,
啊, 能够明白神那个测不透的爱,
to know his love that surpasses all knowledge.
这个是测不透的,
this is a surpassing love.
这就讲到了神的爱呢, 是一个无限的一个度量,
that means that his love is limitless.
啊, 是个measurement, 无限的一个度量,
it's a measurement of capacity.
像我们中国人讲, 一个人胸襟很大, 心胸很大,
it's like you have a lot of capacity.
那么弟兄姊妹们, 那我们知道在神的爱中, 讲到他的恩典, 讲到他的这个怜悯, 讲到他的宽恕, 讲到他的接纳, 弟兄姊妹, 你就看见那个是多么的宽广。
And we can see how great his love is, his mercy, his grace, his acceptance of us.
啊, 我想在这个点上, 我只简单的说明一下就可以。
And I'll just briefly mention this.
这个爱, 首先让我们知道它有一个宽广的度量。
That his love is this great capacity.
那么神不仅是慈爱, 慈爱的神,
now, not only is God a God of love,
那么他也是公义的神,
but he is also a righteous God.
啊, 那么神的公义,
his righteousness,
是神的一个标准,
it is a standard,
是一个绝对的标准,
it is an absolute standard.
啊, 那弟兄姊妹们, 我们在圣经中读到神的公义的时候,
that when we read about the righteousness of God,
我们知道公义是真的是非常的可怕,
we see that his righteousness is a terrifying thing.
啊, 因为呢, 他用公义做审判,
because he uses his judgment, his righteousness to judge.
你如果读旧约圣经,
if you read the Old Testament,
我们看见神不仅对外邦人, 神公义的审判非常严厉,
not only did he judge the Gentiles very severely,
那么神对他的百姓,以色列百姓, 神公义的审判也是非常严厉,
but when God judged his own people, the Israelites, he judged them severely.
因为神对他自己的标准, 他从来不妥协的,
because he would never compromise from his own standard.
他也不降低他自己的标准,
and he will not lower his standard.
所以公义是非常的严厉的,
so righteousness is a very severe standard.
弟兄姊妹, 我说一件事情我们就能明白了,
and I'll mention one thing to help us understand.
我们都知道我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上,
we all know that our Lord Jesus on the cross,
他承受了神公义的审判,
he took on the most severe judgment of God.
弟兄姊妹你想想看,
brothers and sisters, if you think
about it, 主在十字架上付上的代价是多么的重大,
the price that our Lord Jesus paid on the cross was so great.
他是那样的被挂在十字架上,
how he hung on the cross like that.
头上戴着荆棘的冠冕,
he wore the crown of thorns.
脸上戴着唾沫,
and
spit.
Oh, he had spit on his face.
那么全身被这个鞭子打的都是伤,
his body was totally beaten.
弟兄姊妹那一幕的景象告诉我们说什么呢?
What does that picture of the Lord Jesus tell us?
就是神的公义,
it is God's righteousness.
如果这个公义的审判落到我们身上，
If God's righteousness fell upon you and I,
你想想看，那是多么可怕的一件事情。
What a terrifying thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
主所以要做那么大的牺牲，
that God, the Lord Jesus paid such a price.
因为神公义的审判实在是非常的可怕。
Because the righteousness of God is terrifying.
所以旧约神的百姓都知道。
So all the saint, the God's people in the Old Testament,
落在神的公义底下，
that under God's righteousness,
就是那个律法的要求，
the requirement of the law,
那是非常非常可怕的一件事，
that it's a very terrifying thing.
那我们知道他不仅是公义的神，
we know that he, not only is he a righteous God,
他也是圣洁的神，
he is a holy God,
圣洁是他的要求，
and holiness is his requirement.
那么神不仅自己圣洁，
that not only is God holy,
他也要求我们圣洁，
he wants us to be holy.
那么要我们最终的结果能够达到圣洁，
and he wants our end result to be holy.
我想弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers,
关于神的这三方面的本性，
regarding these three natures of God,
这些都是我们素来所熟悉的，对不对？
These are all terms that we're familiar with.
那我们在这里稍微再做一点提醒，
but I want to remind everyone,
啊，我们说神是爱，
that God is love.
他不是光有爱，他就是爱。
It's not that he has love, but he is love.
神行事不仅是公义，他自己本身就是公义。
And not only are his ways righteous, but he himself is righteous.
那么他自己本身就是圣洁。
And he himself is holy.
这个不是我们行为上的一个问题。
It's not something about how we behave.
因为他本质上面就是圣洁。
Because his nature is that of holiness.
那么这些呢，弟兄姊妹，是我们需要明白的。
And these are things that we need to understand.
还有一件事情，
One more thing.
我们需要注意的，
that we have to pay attention to,
就是这一些的特性啊，
that these three natures
是同时存在在神的身上，
they are simultaneously and always combined within God.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是说当我们在真理上解释的时候，
that when we talk about this in truth,
我们可以讲到神的爱，
we can speak of God's love,
各方各面，
in different aspects of his
love. 我们也可以把真理公义拿出来讲，
and we can speak about the truth of his righteousness.
我们也可以有很多的解释，
and we can have a lot of explanation.
我们也可以把神的圣洁拿出来解释，
and we can also take his holiness and have some talk on that.
所以在真理的解释上面，
so in terms of talking about it in the truth,
你是可以分开来看的。
You can look at these three individually.
但是我们不能犯一个错误。
But we cannot commit an error.
我们知道这三个特性都在主的，都在神的身上。
That these three natures are simultaneously always in the Lord.
这意思告诉我们，
What does this tell us?
当你讲神的慈爱的时候，
is that when you speak of the love of God,
你不能忘记神的公义。
You cannot neglect the righteousness.
你讲神的公义的时候，
when you speak of the righteousness of God,
你也必须要注意神的圣洁。
You have to pay attention to his holiness.
所以当你讲圣洁的时候，
and when you speak of holiness,
你不能忘记神的慈爱。
You cannot neglect his love.
你讲公义的时候，
and when you speak of righteousness,
他同时他也是慈爱的神。
That he also is a God of love.
他也是圣洁的神。
And he also is a holy God.
所以你知道我们有时候在侍奉上犯的错误。
So sometimes the error that we commit in service.
有时候我们只注重一个点就把其他的都忽略掉。
Sometimes we focus on one point and we neglect the others.
所以求主让我们认识我们这位主人。
So may God help us to know this master.
他是爱的神。
He is God of love.
他是公义的神。
He is a God of righteousness.
他是圣洁的神。
He is a God of holiness.
这些性质都是同时存在，是不能被忽略的。
And he is a God that has all three of these natures, and you cannot neglect any one of these.
我们要满心感谢我们的主耶稣。
We need to thank our God.
我们知道，如果按照神公义的这个审判。
Because if we are under his righteous judgment,
我们每一个人承受得了，
none of us could stand.
是我们的主承受了神公义的审判。
It is our God who stood under the righteous judgment.
让神的慈爱能够临到我们。
So that his love could come upon us.
让圣灵在我们身上能够做圣洁的工作。
And that the Holy Spirit could do its work of changing us into being holy.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要爱我们的主耶稣。
We need to love our Lord Jesus.
我们要敬拜他。
We need to worship him.
因为他为我们做的实在是太多了。
Because what he has done for us is so great.
他让神本性中的这一些事物。
He allowed all of these things.
都能够成全在我们身上。
All of these three natures to be upon us.
把那个审判咒诅从我们身上挪掉。
That he took the judgment and the suffering of that righteousness and removed it from us.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们知道神从来不降低他公义的标准。
We know that the Lord would never lower his standards of righteousness.
是主达到这个标准。
But instead, he achieved that righteousness for us.
啊，是神要把他的爱赐给我们。
It's God wanting to give us His love.
是神透过基督把爱赐给我们。
And through Jesus Christ, He has given us His love.
神要我们达到圣洁。
God wants us to achieve holiness.
是圣灵的工作透过基督使我们达到圣洁。
It's the Holy Spirit through Christ making us holy.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要认识知道我们这位主人。
We have to recognize and know our master.
他的本性。
His nature.
啊，那么现在呢，我们知道了他的本性是怎样。
Now that we know what his nature is like.
但是圣经的启示啊，没有停在这里。
But the Bible does not stop revealing to us.
圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
啊，透过他这个本性。
That through his nature.
我们能看见神在万有中，在历史中，在人类中，他有他行事的法则。
We can see his ways through the universe, through history, and through his works.
啊，那么我们看一节圣经啊。
Let's read one passage.
在这个诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
第七节这里啊。
Verse 7.
他说他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
Psalm 103:7, He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the sons of Israel.
所以你做一个好的仆人呢。
So as a good servant,
你要知道这个主人做事的法则。
So you need to know the ways of the master.
这个法则呢，我们也可以领悟作是神做事的一种的风格，他的一种作风。
And so, knowing His ways, you know His style and in which He does things.
啊，还有他做事一种 manner, 他的一种风格。
It's the manner in which He does things.
我们都晓得今天人，你看见世界上有些做大事的人，他们做事有他们自己的风格，有他们自己的一种作风在里面。
You see the people in the world who have accomplished much, you can see that they have their own way of doing things, their own manner in which things are done.
当然，神做事的法则呢，是出自他的本性。
But God's ways are dictated by, are worked out, His ways are through His nature.
根据神是爱，神是公义，神是圣洁。
According to the fact that God is love, is righteousness, is holiness.
哇，这个法则很重要啊。
And this way is extremely important.
神在地上有很多的工作。
God in this world has so much work.
我们看见神的这个作风，神的法则呢，支配他的工作。
And His ways, His nature controls the way in which he works.
我们常常一句普通的话这样说啊。
And I'll say this plainly.
什么样的人就做出什么样的功来了。
The person that you are is, how you do your work, reflects the person that you are.
弟兄姊妹，我想这个我们很容易懂得，对不对？
And this is something that we can understand.
你我都有自己的个性。
You and I, we all have our own personality.
我们做事都有我们自己的一个风格的。
The way in which we do things is according to our own ways and style.
但是圣经启示了 神做事的风格。
But the Bible reveals to us God's ways.
我们怎么样明白的呢？
How do we understand this?
是主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
It's that Jesus came into the world in the flesh.
就我们透过了基督，我们就看见了神做事的这个法则。
So through Jesus, we can see the ways of God.
啊，我们已经讲过主耶稣是神最标准的仆人。
We've already mentioned that Jesus is the gold standard of God.
他是完全按照神的法则来行事的。
It's completely, he acts completely according to the ways of God.
如果你从这个观点去看圣经的话呢?
If you look at the Bible from this vantage point,
哎呀，你会看见圣经中啊，神的法则那么的丰富啊。
Then you'll see, realize how abundant God's ways are.
啊，所以我想我靠主的恩典。
So by the grace of God,
我要略略的和弟兄姊妹们来讲到一点神的法则。
I'd like to go into a little bit more detail on the ways of God.
啊，因为这些点太多了。
There are too many points.
所以我可能需要用很长一段时间慢慢的和弟兄姊妹来交通。
So I may use a period of time to go through all of these in detail.
那么今天早晨呢?
This morning.
让我们先看三个点。
Let's only look at three points.
啊，这三个点是什么呢?
What are these three points?
第一个。
The first one.
就是隐藏的。
Is that the hidden nature.
那么第二个呢,是暗中的。
Is
in secret.
What's done in secret.
啊，然后第三个是奥秘。
And the third one is what's done, what is a mystery.
啊，那么我想这些都有圣经的根据啊。
I think these are all according to the word of God.
我请弟兄姊妹看这个以赛亚书。
Please turn with me to Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah 45.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah 45,
第十五节。
Isaiah 45, verse 15.
他说：“救主以色列的神呐、啊，你实在是自隐的神。
”Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, Savior.
先知以赛亚告诉我们，神是自隐的神。
The prophet Isaiah tells us that God is a God who hides himself.
就是神自己隐藏自己。
Is that God hides himself.
这是神做事的一个法则。
This is one of the ways of God.
啊，首先我们知道神呢是把我们都知道他隐藏他自己在他所创造的万有的里面。
And the first point we need to know is that God hides himself in all of creation.
啊，那么在罗马书里面呢
？In Romans.
那么这个他就告诉我们说啊。
He tells us,
在第二十节那里，罗马书一章二十节
，Romans chapter 1 verse 20，
他说自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made.So that they are without excuse.
是神创造了整个万有。
So God created everything.
但是神却把他自己隐藏在整个万有的背后。
But he has hidden himself in the created universe.
啊，当然这个我不能花太多时间来解释。
And I don't have enough time to go into this in detail.
弟兄姊妹很容易明白的。
But I think brothers and sisters can clearly understand.
他不仅隐藏在他所创造的万有的背后。
And not only has he hidden himself in the background in all of creation.
我们知道神也是做工的神。
He is a God who works.
但是很奇妙，神也隐藏在他工作的背后。
But miraculously, God also hides himself in the work.
他用了很多的人。
He uses a lot of people.
他借着这些人做工。
He uses the people to do work.
其实那些工都是神自己做的。
And in actuality, all of that work is done by
God
himself.
但神却隐藏在他工作的里面。
But he is hidden in his own work.
那么我们举例子来说明。
For example,
比方说摩西神打发到埃及去
that he sent Moses into Egypt
在埃及用了四次大灾难审判埃及
and Moses used the 10 plagues in Egypt
看起来好像都是摩西做的
And outwardly, it looks like it's all Moses'
work.
But in reality, God has hidden himself in that work. And God allowed Moses to part the Red Sea. Moses, how can Moses have power to do that? God did the work.
但是呢, 我们看见, 神却隐藏他的自己,
but we can see that God has hidden himself. And we see that God has done, allowed Moses to do a lot of miracles.
弟兄姊妹,
but yet God has hidden himself in the work.
有许多时候,
sometimes he allows those who serve him to gain a little bit of glory.
So, 我们今天都说, 哎呀, 摩西是神伟大的仆人,
so today we deem Moses as the great servant of God.
其实你读圣经看见,
but if you really read the Bible, there's really nothing great about Moses.
是神,
that in God's hands, he's just a vessel.
啊, 真正伟大的是神,
who is great is really God.
但是很奇妙,
but miraculously, God likes to hide himself in the work. And until the New Testament, he's the same. We see that the disciples were able to perform a lot of miracles.
哇, 我们有说,
and we'll say, wow, look how great Peter is.
你看见这个保罗能做,
and we can see Paul has done great works.
但是彼得和保罗都告诉我们，这不是他做的，是神做的。
Peter and Paul all tell us that it's not them, it's God's work.
所以我们从圣经里面可以看见，这是神做工的一个风格。
So this is one of the ways in which God works that we can see in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
啊, 仆人不能大于主人。
A servant cannot be over the master.
所以我们如果懂得主人的这个特性,
so if we are able to understand the characteristics of the master,
所以服侍主最好呢, 能够隐藏自己。
So when we serve God, it's best that we hide ourselves.
你看见2000年教会的历史, 很多人犯错误。
We see 2000 plus years of church history, many have committed wrong.
啊, 那么很多人呢, 一出来侍奉主啊, 就希望呢, 马上就成名了。
And we see many people who serve God, they wish to have fame.
最好很快就 worldwide, 大家都了, 都认识你。
And they want worldwide fame.
哎呀, 所以呢, 在圣经中, 难怪有很多人自高自大。
And so that's why we see that some have become very proud in themselves.
你就连我们平常的, 我们做了一点点, 我们都希望别人知道。
And even just routinely, if we were to do a little bit of work, we want everyone to know about it.
弟兄姊妹,如果你这样做,
brothers and sisters, if you do it in this way,
你就不像你的主人了,
then you are not like your master.
你的主人是喜欢隐藏的,
your master likes to be hidden.
当然圣经中也有这样的话,
but the Bible also has this word.
就像主耶稣一样,
just like the Lord Jesus.
那么其实弟兄姊妹们,
but actually, brothers and sisters,
主耶稣是 圣经中给我们看见神最大的隐藏。
The Lord Jesus is God's work, work of the greatest work of being hidden is in the Lord.
他道成肉身的伟大的神到地上成了一个小小的人。
This great and awesome and powerful God came into this world in the form of a little man.
神的儿子隐藏在了一个小小的人的里面。
The Son of God was humbled to the state of a little man.
弟兄姊妹,你就懂得神做工的那个法则。
So now you know the way in which God works.
诗篇19篇第4节这样说。
Psalm 19 says this.
他说, 神为太阳安设帐幕。
That God made a tent for the sun.
那这是什么意思啊?
What does that mean?
我们都知道太阳是多么的热的一个星球。
We all know that how powerful and how much heat the sun produces.
那个热度是多么的高啊。
The temperature in which the
sun produces. 你怎么能给太阳呢,弄个帐幕把它遮起来。
How can you put a tent around the sun?
弟兄姊妹,这是一个形容。
Brothers and sisters, this is a figure of speech.
这就是告诉我们主耶稣基督的道成肉身。
This speaks of the Lord Jesus coming into the flesh.
所以拿撒勒人耶稣里面包着个大太阳。
So, the Son of God was tented over by the man born, this Nazarene man.
弟兄姊妹都记得那个变化山上的故事。
We all know the story of them that happened on Mount
Transfiguration.
The story of Matthew 17.
那么主耶稣在门徒们跟前呢变了形象。
The Lord Jesus in front of his disciples transfigured himself.
就是他从他这个肉身的这个包围里面出来了，显出来了。
And so from the flesh, the man himself came out the glory.
圣经就记载说，那个发出来的光比太阳还要亮。
And the Bible says that the light that came out of him was brighter than the sun.
那个是神的本性。
That is the nature of God.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们能看见主耶稣到地上来，说明了神是自隐的神。
We can see that the Lord Jesus coming into the world in the form of a man is that he hid himself.
并且主耶稣在地上做工的时候,
and also the works that the Lord Jesus did
他都是非常的隐藏的。
It was always hidden.
你看他降生到地上来，到马槽里面。
You see that when he was born in the manger.
那么长大呢，在拿撒勒，在一个木匠的家里。
And he grew up in Nazareth in the house of as the son of a carpenter.
在马可福音里面记载说。
And in the Gospel of Mark it records.
他出去做工的时候。
That when he went out to do work.
他不想让人知道。
He did not want people to know.
但是却隐藏不住。
But he could not hide himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天告诉我们说, 我们自己在主面前侍奉主啊, 我们有一个状态,
and one thing that we need to do when we serve is that we need to hide ourselves.
你隐藏自己, 结果呢, 被人家知道,
if you're trying to hide yourself, but you're known by others, that's a natural occurrence.
不是你自己做宣传的,
it's not that you are preaching yourself. It's not that you're showboating.
这是一个自然的,
it's not something that you desire to be out in the forefront.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你看你越多认识你的主人,
the more you know your God,
你知道他工作的法则,
you know the master's ways,
那么你就知道怎样在神面前来侍奉神,
then you know how to serve God,
你能效法主人,
to be like him,
你这样你就能成为一个好仆人,
to imitate him will result in being a good servant.
所以今天侍奉神呢, 跟做世界的事情是不一样的。
Serving God is different than having work or a career in the world.
在圣经中,
in the Bible,
你看见神告诉我们他是自隐的神,
that God tells us that he is a God who is hidden.
他的法则中他喜欢隐藏自己,
he likes to hide himself.
希望我们也是这样啊,
and hopefully we will be the same.
那么第二个点,
the second point,
就是暗中的,
that what is done
神做工啊,
in secret, God's work is always done in secret.
这个真是我们很多时候没有办法想象的,
and this is something that it's hard for us to imagine.
这个暗中说明什么呢?
What does this secret tell us?
就说明神虽然隐藏他的自己,
that even though God has hidden himself,
但是并不是说他隐藏自己, 他什么都不做,
but it doesn't mean that because he's hidden that he doesn't do any work.
他虽然隐藏自己,
even though he's hidden himself,
但是他在暗中还是有很多的作为,
but he does a lot of work in secret.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那么所以在马太福音啊,
that's why in Matthew,
那么主耶稣教导门徒的时候,
as he was teaching his disciples,
啊, 马太福音第六章,
Matthew chapter 6,
啊, 第四和第六节, 我想我们不读了。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 4 through 6, I won't read it.
这些经文弟兄姊妹应该熟悉的,
the scriptures are familiar with everyone.
我们的主对门徒说, 你施舍的时候,
that the Lord Jesus tells his disciples that when you offer and when you give alms,
啊, 你要在暗中, 行在暗中,
that you do it in secret.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个也是我们该有的学习,
and this is something that we need to learn as well.
他说呢, 我父在暗中查看知道主就会报答你了。
And your father in secret is the one who will see you and repay you.
意思说呢, 我们今天做很多事是做给神看的。
And so today, what the work that we do is for God to see.
不需要做给人看。
You don't need to do it for man to see.
你看这个跟我们的天性是何等不一样。
You see how it's completely opposite to our nature.
哇，我们如果给别人一点好处，我们希望人家都知道，对吧？
If we've done something good to someone else, we want to declare it to everyone.
希望人都来称赞。
And we want the praise of
everyone. 希望人都来感激。
And we want people to be, to be stimulated and encouraged.
不，弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
当我们的神把他的儿子给我们的时候
but that when God gave his only son to us,
你看他是在暗中的
you see that he gave his son to us in secret.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
今天神在暗中给我们的祝福给我们的供应是何其多
and the blessings that God has given to us in secret, is tremendous.
那么在马太福音第六章，甚至我们的祷告。
In Matthew chapter 6, it says that even our prayers.
这指着我们个人祷告的生活。
And this speaks of our individual prayer life.
你们为什么呢
？Why？
因为当初呢，你看见犹太人中间的这些祭司们，这些拉比们。
We see that in, among the Jewish people, the priests and these Pharisees.
哦，他们喜欢站在街口上面祷告。
They like to stand on the street corner and pray.
身上挂着经文。
That they would hang a Bible verse on their
站在那个街口上举手这么大这样祷告
they would stand on the corner, raise their hands and pray loudly.
所以主说啊，你如果要祷告神呢，你最好呢，回到家里面把门窗都关好。
But Jesus tells his disciples that you're going to pray, it's best that you go home, close the door.
你祷告你暗中的父。
That you pray to your father in secret.
你父看见了，他会报答你了。
And when your father sees it in what you've done in secret, he will reward you.
那么他也讲到你要禁食。
And he also talks about fasting.
你禁食也是一样。
Fasting,
你要坐在暗中。
You fast in the same way, you fast in secret.
你不需要到处去宣扬。
You don't need to go around telling everyone.
你也不需要把你的脸弄得很难看。
And you don't have to, give everyone this display that you are fasting.
人家一看见你的脸就知道你禁食。
That when people look at you, they're like, oh, this guy must be fasting.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们人喜欢的东西。
Brothers and sisters, this is what man likes to do.
但是请我们记得。
But may we remember,
你今天是侍奉神。
Today you are serving God.
他是我们的主人。
He is our master.
我们要做他所喜悦的。
We want to do what is pleasing to him.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
我们的神。
Our God.
他虽然隐藏他的自己。
Even though he has hidden himself.
但是你不要以为他不做工。
Don't think that he does not work.
暗中人就做工。
But he is doing his work in secret.
在马太福音第十章里面有这样的话。
In Matthew chapter 10, it says this.
主说啊，我暗中告诉你们的，你们在明处再告诉别人。
What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight.
你知道我们今天讲到的情况就应该是这样。
Today, how we preach, it should be like this.
神先在你里面对你讲。
God will speak to you in your heart first.
然后你在外面才对别人讲。
Then you speak it out publicly to others.
今天我们看见很多侍奉主的人。
Today, many people who serve God.
里面神也没有对他讲。
God did not speak to you, them in their heart.
他外面就按照他的知识，按照他的经验，按照他的口才就讲了。
But they speak according to their own wisdom and their own eloquence.
所以今天我们看见，连我们许多基督徒的经历都是在暗中的。
And today we can see many experiences in our Christian life is in secret.
啊，我们在外面才有明显的见证。
And then we have an outward testimony.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
圣经中这样的例子是多的不得了。
So many examples of this in the Bible.
所以愿主使我们读主的话语的时候呢
，So when we read the Word of God,
我们真的能从圣经里面领受到主话给我们的启示。
We need to truly gain what the Bible is revealing to us.
认识主人行事的法则。
Know the way of our master.
弟兄姊妹们，他的法则就是我们的道路。
His ways should be our way.
啊，所以这是很重要的。
This is very important.
那么第三个点。
And the third point.
就是神行事奥秘。
Is that God's work is a mystery.
啊。那么这个奥秘呢
？This mystery
就说明了
，speaks of
神的工作是深不可测的
，speaks that God's work is cannot be contained
啊。那么从表面看起来很平常
，from the outward superficial，
但是内里面是非常的 深奥。
It seems very routine, but within there's depth.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
哥罗西书第一章里面就可以看见。
From Colossians 1, it tells us.
神创造整个万有是一个奥秘。
That in God creating the universe, that it is a mystery.
保罗告诉我们今天你所看见这个物质的世界。
Paul tells us that the physical world that we see today
是在基督里面创造的。
It has been created through Christ.
是透过神的儿子创造的。
It is through the Son of God.
最后也是归给他的爱。
And lastly, it is for him.
你想看弟兄姊妹，你很多弟兄姊妹都是科学家，你们读过这个物理。
And many brothers and sisters, you are all well read in the sciences.
到今天我们也不知道这个宇宙怎么来的，对不对？
To this very day, we don't know how the universe came to be.
圣经告诉我们是在他里面造，这是太奇妙了。
The Bible says that it was created in him and through him. This is a mystery.
是吧？你看，这个如果让今天很多这些物理学家呢，那么来读这段话。
If you brought this passage to a lot of scientists,
他们就他觉得不可思议了。
They feel like this is impossible.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，怎么会是这样的情形呢？
How can it be like this?
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个奥秘。
So brothers and sisters, this is a mystery.
并且到今天为止
，until today，
我们人类经过几千年的历史
，through thousands of years of history，
经过无数人的智慧。
Through the accumulation of so much of man's knowledge,
我们对今天所有的物质的世界了解的东西还是微乎其微的。
We are still so limited in our understanding of the physical world.
是不是呢？
Isn't it,
太多不知道的东西了。
Isn't it true? There's so many things we don't.
光这么一个小小的地球啊。
Even this tiny little globe.
我们就研究的没办法完全明白它。
We study it and there's no way to fully understand it.
所以这个造物里面隐藏着神的奥秘。
So within creation, God has, we see the mystery of God.
那不要说这个，就我们这个人的创造也是奥秘。
Now not only this, but in the creation of man, it's also a mystery.
你看我们的表面呢，很简单，对不对？
You see the,From the outward, it seems very simple.
但是这个里面的这个结构是多么的复杂。
But you see the inner organs and how everything works together, how complicated.
所以诗篇139篇那里告诉我们。
So Psalm 139 it says.
他说我的受造奇妙可畏。
He says that I was wonderfully and fearfully made.
今天就是医生呢。专门研究人体的也不能完全搞清楚。
Even the physicians, the doctors in the world can't fully understand how the human body works.
啊，神的作为实在是奇妙。
God's ways are truly mysterious.
那圣经告诉我们，神是在暗中啊，把我们这个做好的。
And the Bible tells us that in the secret, in the dark, God created man.
所以我们这个人本身的塑造就是也是一个奥秘。
So the simple creation of man is also a mystery.
因此在新约圣经里面
In the New Testament,
使徒们常常讲到这个奥秘这个字。
The apostles mention this word mystery a lot.
特别保罗
particularly Paul.
他主要强调什么呢？
And what is he emphasizing?
这个奥秘，神所以行事奥秘，就是这个是你天然的智慧是没有办法明白。
He uses the word mystery because from our humans, understanding, we cannot fully understand.
我们用我们的头脑，你永远也搞不清楚。
We can't use our human intellect to understand the ways of God.
你不仅你物质的东西你搞不清楚。
Not only can we not understand fully the physical world.
属灵界里面的奥秘你更搞不清楚。
But the spiritual world is even more difficult for us to understand.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第八章里面时候才讲到。
So that's why in Colossians chapter 1 verse 8.
No, chapter 8 verse 2. First Corinthians.
Oh, First Corinthians. In First Corinthians chapter
8
verse 2, he says,
保罗说就着你们所知道的人就是不知道。
That those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know.
这就是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
那么弟兄姊妹，神不仅在整个造物中间显出他的奥秘。
Not only did God create his mystery in all of creation,
圣经里面告诉我们，神最大的奥秘就是基督。
But his greatest mystery is Jesus Christ.
哥罗西书2章2节告诉我们,
Colossians 2:2 it tells us.
我们今天晓得我们基督徒蒙恩得救了,
that today for us to be a born again Christian,
我们相信耶稣基督都是一个奥秘,
even for us to believe in the Lord Jesus, that's a mystery in itself.
你再想想你怎么会信基督的?
Think about it. What would cause you to believe in Jesus?
你怎么会承认耶稣是救主的?
Why would you believe that Jesus is your Savior?
然后我们一生在主面前的经历,在基督里的经历都是奥秘。
And then all of our experience in our lifetime of the Lord is also a mystery.
我们说有神的同在。
We have the presence of God.
我们在里面可以跟他交通,
that we can have fellowship with God.
我们可以听见他的声音,
we can hear his voice.
我们可以看见他的荣耀,
we can see his glory.
所以你今天如果对一个不信主人讲的话呢, 他完全不能明白。
If you were to tell this to a non-believer, they can't understand
this. 没有一个经历不是奥秘。
There isn't one experience that is not a mystery.
弟兄姊妹,更大的,
even greater.
教会也是神的奥秘。
The church is the mystery of God.
在以弗所书第三章里面告诉我们,
in Ephesians chapter 3 it tells us,
神把基督的奥秘启示给保罗,
that God has given the revelation of God's mystery to Paul.
那个就指着教会说的。
And this is speaking to the church.
所以弟兄姊妹, 教会不是你今天所看见的样子。
So the church is not what we see with our physical eyes. That there is a church building.
里面有一套的制度,
and there is a certain order.
有一些的节目,
there's a program.
也不是我们说我们有个会所,
and we think that there's a building and there's some church activities.
弟兄姊妹们, 教会是基督的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, the church is the mystery of God.
圣经告诉我们将来我们在基督里面同归于一。
And the Bible tells us that one day we will be united together.
这都是用人的言语思想,你没办法明白的,
using man's words and wisdom, you can't understand this.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们知道我们的主人他行事的法则,
so today, if we are to know the ways of our master,
如果你真正的懂得了, 神的奥秘,
if we truly understand the mystery,
哇,你就进入一个非常丰富的境界,
then you will, your vision will be full of abundance.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
虽然神行事很奥秘,
even though his ways are mysterious,
但是他借着启示可以使我们明白这个奥秘,
but he gives us revelation to know his mysteries.
以弗所书第三章,
Ephesians chapter 3.
那么第三节到第五节那里,
verse 3 to 5.
保罗就告诉我们, 神借着启示可以明白他的奥秘,
that God has revealed his mystery so that we can understand.
这个呢, 超越人的知识,
and this is beyond the wisdom of man.
让我们能深入基督,
so that we can know Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
当我们讲到神行事的法则,
as we preach on the ways of God,
圣经中有非常多的启示,
the Bible has so much revelation.
那么今天早晨呢,
but this morning,
我只不过简单地和弟兄姊妹讲到三个点,
I can only simply mention these three points.
主若许可,
and if the Lord allows,
那么以后, 我们会陆陆续续地和弟兄姊妹有更多的交通。
We will continue to go into further detail.
我再说,
and I'll say again,
如果我们要做一个好仆人,
if we are to be a good servant,
第一件事情, 你必须认识你的主人。
The first requirement is that we know our master.
否则我们有很多时候, 我们的侍奉啊, 不仅不能够叫主喜悦, 恐怕是得罪他的。
Otherwise, not only will we not be able to please him in our service, but we would sin against him.
你做主人心中所不喜悦的事情,
if you do the things that are not pleasing to our master,
你还不如不做呢。
It's better that you don't do it at all.
你越做得越多,
the more you do,
你得罪神越多了,
you commit sin before the Lord even
more. 所以服事不是我们说, 想象的,
so service is not something,
光是外面为主做很多的工,
it's not just what we imagine, just doing a bunch of works for God.
我们一定要做主人要我们去做的工,
we have to do what the master wants us to do.
要做符合于主人 本性的公义。
And we have to do it according to his nature.
这样。
Otherwise,
到主的天国降临的时候。
When the kingdom comes,
主能对你说好你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
And then he will say to us,well done, good and faithful slave.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
你听过这些话
after hearing these words,
啊你不要讲说哦听了一篇道过去算了
Don't take it as, oh, I heard this message, let's move on.
我们希望弟兄姊妹们好好的思想
I hope brothers and sisters, we can meditate on this.
让我们在这不多的年日的里面
that in the few years that we have left,
因为我们对主人更多的认识
that we would know the master more
我们能做一些事讨他的喜悦
that we would do things to please his heart
将来更多能得到他的奖赏
then we can have a greater reward on that day
好我们请低头在一起祷告
May we bow with a word of prayer
主啊我们真是满心的感谢你
Lord we are truly thankful
我们都是你的仆人
We are all your servants
今天我们一同侍立在你这位主人的跟前
And today we prostrate ourselves before our master
我们求你把你自己更多启示给我们
May you reveal yourself to us even more
好叫我们在地上我们能珍惜年日
So that in this world we can redeem our time
我们能够做你心你眼中所喜悦的事情
and do the things that are pleasing to you
主啊愿你的灵
Lord may your spirit
把这些话
reveal your word
重新一次光照在我们的里面
shine the light of your word upon us
主啊我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
我们知道你是何等的爱我们
we know that you love us a lot
你愿意我们在地上能够更多得到你的祝福
and it's your desire for us to gain more of your blessing
将来在天国中能得到你自己的奖赏
And so on that day when your kingdom comes, we can gain a greater reward.
所以你不断地对我们的心说话。
So you continually speak to our hearts.
我们从深处把感谢、赞美、爱戴都归给你。
From the depths of our being, we give you all the worship.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen.好我们今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。
We will conclude our meeting this morning.
那我们下面呢有一点简短的报告。
We have a couple of, simple announcements.
我们要知道一下下一次的这个是
Sherwin and 四伯 I think.
下一次啊、哦、对不起啊对不起。那个
Sherwin 四伯。
好下一个主日啊 ,11 月22号呢是薛文弟兄跟世伯弟兄两个人交通。
Next Sunday on the 22nd, our two brothers Sherwin and 世伯 will be preaching.
那么吴静姊妹和 Ben Chen 两个人翻译。
Jin Wu and Ben Chang will be, interpreting.
所以请弟兄姊妹们为着我们的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
So may we,Pray for our brothers and sister.
好我们礼拜二晚上人就有祷告的聚会。
On Tuesday night, we have our, usual prayer
meeting. 我们鼓励弟兄姊妹。
We encourage brothers and sisters.
若可能尽量的能够禁食祷告。
If it's possible to fast and pray.
我们看见这个疫情啊发展得非常的快。
We see how the aggressive spread of the COVID-19.
教会需要迫切的祷告。
The pandemic, and so our church needs to pray.
所有的弟兄姊妹都出来祷告。
I hope that every brother and sister can rise up to pray.
那么礼拜五的聚会照常。
And Bible study will continue as usual on Friday.
那么礼拜六晚上的东南区聚会也照常。
And the Saturday, Bible, Southeast District Bible study will continue.
还有这些儿童聚会啊也照常。
And the children's ministry will continue as usual as well.
啊希望主恩典临到我们所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May God's grace and blessing be upon every brother and sister.
好我的报告就到这里。
And we'll conclude our announcements here.
好弟兄姊妹再见。
Farewell, brothers and sisters.